Ryan Gradusky, Lincoln Project is part grift, part grooming operation for John Weaver. By Robert Krajcik on February 2, 2021. The Lincoln Project has always been just two things. A grift for people to make money and a grooming organization for John Weaver to meet young men to try to get them in bed, said Ryan Gradusky, journalist and author of They're Not Listening, How the Elites Created the National Populist Revolution, on Tuesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Gradusky broke the news that John Weaver, a co-founder of the Lincoln Project, allegedly sought sexual contact with young men in exchange for jobs in politics. Gradusky began investigating accusations of Weaver's sexual solicitations from young men after being followed by Weaver on Twitter. Within a day of Weaver following me on Twitter, young men started coming forward and saying to me that I should be on the lookout, Gradusky stated. They said, "This is what John Weaver does. He reached out to young men like me and he says I can give you a job opportunity if you promise me sex in the end." It's three young guys who reached out to me very early on. Gradusky added, "I was trying to find out how many people possibly know about John Weaver. And it became very abundantly clear very early on that everyone knew. If you worked politics, there was no way you did not know about John Weaver and his actions towards young men, preying on young men." Republican strategist and political pundit Karl Rove said on Monday that he knew of Weaver's pattern of behavior since 1988. Listen. George Conway, a co-founder of the Lincoln Project, claimed he did not know Weaver very well in a segment with MSNBC's Mika Brzezinski. "It was shocking how many people knew," Gradusky remarked. Another very well-known household never-Trumper columnist writer, who has been around a long time, was asked to join the Lincoln Project and said, "No, I won't work with John Weaver because of he's a disgusting person." So, the idea that the only people who did not know about John Weaver were the people in the Lincoln Project is insane. There was no way they did not know. Gradusky emphasized, "There was no way on God's green earth that you could have worked in professional Washington, D.C., national-level politics and have not heard these rumors." Gradusky highlighted left-wing news media's disinterest in the accusations against Weaver. He said, "Mainstream media has totally ignored the topic aside from Brzezinski inviting Conway's remarks without asking him a question." Gradusky said Lincoln Project members have appeared in 21 television interviews since his original report on January 11. He said, "Mainstream media never asked Lincoln Project members, hey, what's the story about that you co-founder using your organization to sit there and groom young men?" Marlowe stated, "Ultimately, the real villain here is Weaver, to a degree, but it is really the media." Weaver's accusers now total over 100 young men, Gradusky observed, adding reported totals from the New York Times, Scott Stedman, and his own reporting. "I can tell you it's over 100 men in a five-year period," Gradusky said. "If you add all three articles together with their different sources, it's over 100. Some of the young men accusing Weaver of sexual solicitations are leftists who were reluctant to share their allegations for fear of damaging the Never Trump campaign," Gradusky shared. "So many of these young men who came forward to me early on were leftists," Gradusky explained. "Many of them were afraid to come forward because they were afraid of retribution from John Weaver, but I will say there were a few of them who said, I don't want to hurt the anti-Trump movement, and that's among the victims." The New York Times reported, Weaver's solicitations included sending messages to a 14-year-old, asking questions about his body while he was still in high school and then more pointed ones after he turned 18. The youngest boy, and it was a boy that John Weaver was reaching out to, was 14 years old when John Weaver was 57 years old, Gradusky said. How on earth is that consensual? Gradusky assessed the Lincoln Project's lack of denials against his reporting as rooted in fear of litigation. Gradusky concluded, I think the reason that not a single member of the Lincoln Project ever tried to deny anything I said publicly, nothing, they've never denied one thing, even when it first came out, is that they would never want to go to discovery, to go look through their emails, and text messages, and DMs, and everything and see what they knew when they knew it because they knew. The Lincoln Project raised over $87 million since its launch at the end of 2019. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.